what happened in your life that led to the creation of your own school? What motivated you and how did it all happen?
Well, it's a tough one because, you know, like I really loved training under my master and I trained under him for 18 years and he was like a father to me, but I felt like I needed to be the boss. I needed to make my own mistakes. And I had a lot of dreams and goals and ideas because his academy was 60 years old. To make any changes in there was like, you know, what they say, like, it's like driving a bus. To make one little change took a huge effort. Whereas if I go and did my own thing, it'd be like driving a Ferrari. I could pivot and turn and change things and get super creative. And all those ideas that had built up over the years, I had a chance and opportunity to start playing around with. And that's where I felt like I had my true freedom. In my head, I felt like I had this, I don't know, like you said, with this DNA thing, there's something in me that just said, Aaron, you need to create the ultimate martial arts experience for people. From when they're 3 years old to when they have their last breath. You know what I mean? Like, what would be the ultimate martial arts experience? And the way that I was going, it wasn't congruent. And I felt like there was something inside me that was dying. It just felt like I needed to break free. And as much as I love my Sifu and the other masters and students that I trained with, it was just something I felt like I had to do at the time. And it was very hard. It was the hardest decision I ever made. It was almost like a divorce. But once it did happen, it was all of a sudden this massive black cloud was taken off me. It was almost like a depression was lifted. And that's nothing negative towards my master and his school and anything like that. It was just something that was in me that needed to be done. It was no one's fault. And yeah, I just bit the bullet. I held on for as long as I could and just something inside me was like, you know, it's time, you got to do it. So I went out on my own, which is a bit scary too, because for 18 years you've been under this really massive organization that's really well oiled and everything, and then to go out on your own and not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but also having that excitement saying, well, I could do anything I want, I've got a blank canvas,